Without question, I believe the issue before us at this moment is quite possibly the most important issue that this body will face in a decade. These maps, how they're drawn, the districts that are drawn, the candidates that run for public office in from these districts, the choices that Illinoisans are given in the general election for the next decade will be determined by the vote for which we are about to cast. Numerous individuals throughout our country have spoken to the necessity of voters being given choices. What comes with choices in government is accountability. Accountability to solve problems, to work together, to ensure that the people within our government, the people who live in Illinois, have representation in the government that makes decisions over their lives. I'm sure I'm not alone in hearing from my constituents who tell me they're frustrated that they have no choices at the ballot box. They're frustrated by their government that is not responding to the problems that is before us, and that they wish that Illinois legislators were more accountable to the people that they are supposed to serve. The sponsor talked about the numerous hearings that have been conducted over the last many weeks in regards to not legislation, but concepts that we might, in fact, redistrict. Many of us participated in those hearings. There was an ongoing theme that those hearings lacked transparency, that witnesses had difficulty participating in them, and that all culminated just in this morning's hearing, where witnesses came before us to say they heard that there was legislation filed in the cloud of last night, the dark of the night, 1:36 a.m., I believe. These witnesses over the last many weeks were told, don't worry, you'll have your chance to see the maps, to digest what it means to you as a voter and as a community. And you'll have an opportunity to respond and to articulate to those who represent you today your view on what the next 10 years may look like for you, our constituents. These witnesses have been almost unanimous in their testimony that what you see before you today is exactly what they believe to be the problem that exists in our state. Politicians drawing maps, politicians picking their own voters, rather than voters picking the representatives for which they wish to choose to represent them. Some of these witnesses came together and authored a letter to the redistricting committee. Some 55 groups signing that letter, criticizing not just the process, but the reliance on flawed and inaccurate ACS data. These groups, the NAACP, Common Cause, Change Illinois, one of the foremost government reform groups in our state. These good government groups asked of this body not to do what this body appears to do just now. Now, ironically, many of you, and I look to my friends on the other side of the aisle on this issue, many of you over the last few years have stood side by side with these reform groups, allying yourself with them, pledging to them your support to their good government initiatives. These would include the notion that instead of having politician-drawn maps here today, we would do the right thing, which is to put forward an independent commission that would relinquish control the legislature has over this process and put it in an independent group. Earlier this year, strike that, 2 years ago, I believe 18 Senate Democrats put their name behind an effort that Senator Morrison led to amend the state's constitution to put an independent commission in place. We joined you in that. We joined you in that because it was a bipartisan moment where we said, we will work with you to do the right thing and empower these people in our state to get their government back in their hands. You said that you were for that. And 18 Senate Democrats at the time put their name behind that effort. I think almost all of those senators are still on the floor today about to vote on this matter. This year, we offered a choice. Earlier this year, I filed Senate Bill 1325 that would put in place in Illinois by law the same independent commission that just 2 years ago you all said you were for. There's nothing unconstitutional with what we proposed. We didn't suggest to touch the Constitution. We simply proposed to do exactly by law what you all said you were for just 2 years ago. That measure today has not one Democrat willing to put their name behind it and say that's the right thing to do. Now, I know in the political world that we live in, it is great to cast yourself as a reformer to the people that you represent. That's an awful nice buzzword, and it does really nice when you're running for election, and you go to the door and you shake the hand and you say, you know what? I'm sick of this. I'm sick of a machine politics environment that exists in our state. I'm sick of the lock and the power that the political leaders have on the system. And you know what, voter? I'm going to stand up against it. I'm a reformer. But being a reformer only in the year that, really doesn't matter, and then abandoning that reform and the people that it serves in the only year that it actually matters, it means you're not a reformer. You're just a politician heeding to the demands of your political leaders. There's a long list of politicians who follow this script that has frustrated our Illinois voters. That long list of politicians who say one thing and do another. We're about to find out which of you is to be added to that very unfortunate list. And one final thought on this, which is intended for our governor. Governor Pritzker, in 2018, you rode into office on a message of reform. Many voters around this state cast a vote for you because they believed that our state was plagued with a history of dysfunction, and they were fed up with it. You made lots of commitments to those voters, Governor. You told them how you would be different. You told them how you were not a part of the machine politics that have plagued the state of Illinois for too many generations. You told voters that they should vote for you Because while there is a cloud of corruption that continues to swirl over this state, even yet today, in 2018, you told voters you'd be different. You told voters you'd be a reformer. You told voters you'd stand up to the political class that is threatening the very lives of the people we all in this room represent. But of all the commitments that you made, Governor, that which was of paramount importance was the pledge that you made to change this government, to change this process. You rightly condemned it as corrupt, and you looked in the eyes of the voters of this state, and you said three magical words. You said, "I promise you." You said, "I promise you, the voters, that you would veto this legislation drawn by politicians, protecting the partisans, protecting the status quo." You, Governor, you promised the voters that you would take your pen and you would veto this piece of legislation. Why? Because you said any legislation drawn by politicians is part of the corrupt scheme that's troubling our state. You, Governor, you said you were for an independent process. You, Governor, said you would be different and that you would dramatically alter the course of these events that are occurring on our Illinois Senate floor right now. You, Governor, have an opportunity before you as a result of this moment to do that which is in the people's best interests and not what is in the best interests of the politicians. You can now, at this very moment in time, provide the seal of authenticity on the label of reformer that you placed upon yourself, a label which the constituents in my district, and I bet in each and every one of yours, want so badly to believe. Governor, keep your promise. Do the right thing and help the people of Illinois believe again in our state government. Governor, veto this map and this shameful process by which it was produced. I urge a no vote.